is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has officially transferred duties as he gets treated for an emergency bladder issue at Walter Reed. CBS's Matt Piper has those details.
The Pentagon says Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has transferred the functions and duties to his Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. A statement says the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the White House, and Congress have been notified. Austin is currently at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center following symptoms of an emergent bladder issue. The 70-year-old was recently hospitalized for 2 weeks following complications related to treatment for prostate cancer, but initially did not disclose it.
He later apologized for keeping his diagnosis secret. There's been a shooting at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says at 1:53 p.m., a woman between the age of 30 and 35 entered Lakewood Church.
She was armed with a long rifle and a trench coat with a backpack, accompanied by a small child, approximately 4 to 5 years old. Once she entered, at some point she began to fire.
That 5-year-old with her is in critical condition. Also, a 56-year-old man was shot in the hip. The shooter was killed by an off-duty police officer and TABC agent, Pastor Joel Osteen.
We don't understand why these things happen, but we know God's in control.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Israel started heavy shelling in Rafah in a major escalation against Hamas in Gaza, where civilians have been camping out for months. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
The tents of those displaced by the fighting go on for miles. And in those camps, there is fear and there is despair. One woman, Jihan al-Hawajiri, said that she's exhausted. And more than anything, she's sick of running. Let Israel do whatever it wants, she said. I'm not going anywhere. I'll die in my tent.
Marathon world record holder Kelvin Kipchoge has died in a car crash in Kenya. He was just 24 years old. Authorities say he was killed along with his coach. And San Francisco's up 10 points now in the second quarter against the reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Our Wendy Gillette's following the action from Vegas.
Super Bowl 58 started out slow with no score in the first quarter. That hasn't happened in 5 years. But just as the second quarter got underway, San Francisco's Jake Moody kicked the longest successful field goal in Super Bowl history, 55 yards, and then the Chiefs lost a fumble. Las Vegas resident William Ng is backing the 49ers.
I'm very positive. We got Christian McCaffrey. We got Brock Purdy, who's making breaking records, coming from Mr. Irrelevant.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Usher's big halftime show also just minutes away. You can watch it live on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored. What's going on here? There we go. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's East Side. High quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Visit them at carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect, cannabis elevated. 3 Madison locations and online at herbalaspect.com. Now for a double dip of work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But the hands don't. bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clock.
Don't even know it. You're way ahead of yourself.
Well, that just gives us more time to talk about more cool stuff.
Okay.
Hey, did we talk about where Work is playing?
No.
We just had them play. You know, Work is doing their Skunky Funky Tour, and that's coming up April 18th at the Opie Brewing Company in Milwaukee. April 19th at Cranky Pat's in Neenah.
Oh, that's a great
place. And 420 Sabbatical Brewery in Manitowoc.
Woo! Work. Working on it, Work. Always.
Work.
Uh-huh. Okay, now we have to talk about this. The Whammy Awards weekend.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is happening in Green Bay this year.
That's right.
I love that they're moving it around. I think that's how it should be. Of course, the Whammy, if you don't know, if you're just kind of catching up with all of this stuff, Wisconsin area music industry. And here's what I have to tell you, though. Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network, WGBW, that is one of our local stations in Green Bay, 97.9 FM. We will be presenting the Whammy Award weekend. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud.
Is that huge or
what? That is huge. Okay, tell me more, Rocker.
Well, we're proud to announce a partnership with Whammy, Guitars for Vets, Broad Jam, and the Civic Media Radio Network, of course, with Max Inc. Radio. We're all getting together. We're bringing all of our stations, WGBW. We're going to promote the Whammy Award Weekend, which is May 18th and 19th up in Green Bay.
Save the date.
Now, let me tell you a little about what's going on, right?
Tell me.
May 18th, the Saturday, they're going to have like four venues up in Green Bay that are going to have at least three bands each.
Whoa.
And like some of them are within walking distance. And then Saturday night, the 18th of May, we're going to do Max Inc. Radio live from the Green Bay studios. And so we're going to be like 90 feet away from the stage on the city deck, 90 feet away from the stage at Hagmeister's, and then there will be a stage at Anduzzi's and the bar up in Green Bay. So we'll have people stationed there giving us some call-ins. It's just going to be, and it's just an amazing partnership that can really unite the community, the music community, the fans, the musicians, all around the state of Wisconsin.
Now, if you've ever checked out the photo of Mino and the mayor, now that's your Green Bay and Oshkosh morning show.
Yep.
Of course, we just had Gordy and John on. They're the Madison morning show. But Green Bay is just doing some amazing things. They actually have a very cool Green Bay logo. It's basically I Heart GB. And that is just outside our studio. John, Mino, and the mayor have a great photo, but I think we can do even better. standing in front of that thing.
Well, you know, everybody goes there, walks right past the studio there to get their picture taken. Mm-hmm. And then down the other side of the street is where when you see during the Packer games on TV and they show the kind of close-ups of the brass statues. Mm-hmm. Those are right down the street from the studio, too. So we're going to get some pictures. We're going to get Jimmy K next to, you know, Lombardi.
Why not? You know? They actually have signs set up where you can actually follow, like, the Lombardi Trail.
Wow.
All the different places that he went and where they played football before there was a Lambeau Field and all of that good stuff.
Well, you know, interestingly, Ron Books, vice president of Whammy, he's going to be on Mino and the Mayor coming up this Tuesday at 7 in the morning. And you know what he was telling me? He was telling me that because his dad had season tickets since the 60s. Oh. He's been going to games since the 60s. But he told me he went to games there when it was Green Bay East versus Green Bay West at Lambeau Field. It was the high school field.
It was. It's still there, and they have signs outside of it with plaques on it. Oh, my gosh. And you stand there, and you kind of go, really? They played here. That's so wild. Okay, but the weekend isn't over.
And then
Saturday.
Sunday is the awards ceremony at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue, which is just an amazing venue. We'll be presenting awards. We're going to be doing interviews on the red carpet, and we'll just be Jimmy will be networking with musicians all night, industry folks and music lovers from around the state of Wisconsin. Go to the Epic Event Center's website because they have a link so you can get discounts at hotels.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You got to start making plans for this now, Terry.
Yes. The venue itself is beautiful. It was an old department store, and I love that the owners of Epic decided, let's remodel. Why do we have to tear something down all the time to build something new? They remodeled, and it is just, it's got a cool, like, manufacturing kind of vibe, and they're going to be able to seat a lot of people. So I hope that everybody, takes advantage of this. We've got some voting going on. Do you want to tell everybody about that, Rucker?
First round voting opens Friday, February 16th, so you can find out more and vote and all that kind of good stuff. Whammy.org.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Whammy.org. Okay, do not walk away right now because we have music from Sean Michael Dargan. Now, he has a couple of shows coming up. Saturday, February 17th, it's the Madison Mystery Tour where they play the Beatles at the Barrymore Theater. That one is in Madison. And then Saturday, March 2nd with the Periodicals. And this show is at the Burr Oak in Madison. If you haven't been to the Burr Oak, you got to check it out. So right now, here's some music from Sean Michael Dargan right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you chance, they never take the time to give a damn about the folk who live below the line. And every broken promise has a chance to make amends. Step back, relax, take deep breaths, don't give yourself a heart attack. Hypertension in your veins. They dabble with sounds, they'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're lacking the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
This is not what we-
Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio with Running in Place. Hey, bands, we want to play your music on the air. And we want to talk about your upcoming shows and big events. Get in touch with us today and send us your music and your electronic press kit. Email us at civicmedia.us. And be sure to follow us on social media and, of course, at maxincradio.com.
And now it's time for the fastest 3 minutes in radio. This is Terry Barr with Barr Notes.
Okay, that was my drum sound. That wasn't very good. But yes, Barr Notes. Okay. Oh, thank you. It's Rock Onsen time again, which means it's almost spring for real. Oh, I know, yeah. It felt like spring in the last, 2 weeks with these weird temperatures and weather. But Rock Onsen to me always means it's spring and it's a time for high school garage bands around the state to put forward their best music. You get to play at Summerfest, maybe not just once, but a couple of times.
That is fun.
Oh. Summerfest? That's huge. So go to rockonsen.org, and all the material is coming out in this last week, I believe. I've heard that it's all going to be out there for you. You can find out what you need to do, what your band needs to do. And the only caveat really is you have to be in high school. So there you go. Rock on, you high school garage bands. Get in on this. You're going to love it. rockonsen.org. Trapper Shep. Listen to this. Okay, so Trapper is a Milwaukee-based musician. He travels the world and plays music typically with his brother, but then he has a band that he'll travel with. He is doing a show called the Rock and Roll Playhouse. I think this is brilliant. It's at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee, Saturday during the day. Now, this is coming up, so you might want to write down April 13th at noon. This is another one of those. You can take your family, and you're done and out of there. You know, basically, in time for dinner is, I think.
You can still make lunch.
You can still have lunch. But I...